This is a good opportunity to really reflect on where they stand in terms of the last 5 years of the progress or the lack of progress in some countries. So they should come out with what challenges they face, where they have made progress. They should come out very strongly because others can also learn from them. And then international community should be really looking at what are the key drivers of change. And when I say drivers, is it the resources? Is it the institutions? Is it the national leadership? Or it is the combined support of the partners? Of course, you can always say that all of them are important, but then there are always some of the issues which has to be taken upfront and the others can be also taken together. So those are the issues that could be really very helpful for the international community to look towards.
About the outcome document, what are the key points that it will include? And I know also that there is a parallel, a final document or outcome document from the civil society.
Well, I mean, there has been a very lengthy process of intergovernmental negotiations and the outcome document. And they have done their job in New York, but it has to be adopted and, of course, discussed and adopted here in the conference. I think very importantly, I must say that there are a couple of things which are already being discussed and some of them have already been agreed and which I hope that it will be adopted here. First is that they have done the assessment of the progress that they have made, which is very important for us to really look at what progress they have made and what are the key factors of progress. There are some instruments that the international community have said that they should be looking at, which is there in the outcome that you must have a very holistic approach to the development. It has to be inclusive. But most importantly, they have also said that there has to be more resources going to the productive sectors. Otherwise, what happens is that you have some economic, some education and health-related facilities being provided to the people, but there is no economic activity. So unemployment is very high. So it will really create a very negative impact on overall stability, overall development of these countries. That has also come out very strongly. The third point is very strong on international support measures. First, they have said that the ODA, Official Development Assistance, which is going to the least developed countries, will be enhanced, which is coming out there very clearly. Let us see how the discussions in the next 2 days will go. And the fourth, I would say that the graduation is a very important issue for LDCs. And there will be a lot of sharing from among the countries, but also particularly encouraging them to move towards graduation and then making sure that the support from the international community will continue to grow as they go towards graduation, because graduation is not kind of one-off event, It has to be really sustained, otherwise that graduation is not really effective for the people. So what we are trying to see and then what is coming out of the discussions through the outcome document is that there is a very strong incentive that we have to provide for graduation, which means that the support has to be really continuous. And then after the graduation also, there should be a good support. And finally, there is a very strong focus on the synergy between the IPOA, the Istanbul Program of Action LDCs, and the Global Development Framework, for example, SDGs, the Climate Change Agreement, and the Sendai Disaster Framework, and now you have the Humanitarian Summit, and then there are so many other international global, the frameworks. But now, how do you really make sure that there is more synergy between this and the what we have here in the IPOA? That is also going to come out from the outcome very clearly and in a more forward-looking manner.
And the outcome for the civil society or the non-governmental?
Yes, that's a very good question because they are going to start having a discussion on that.
How important is it?
This is very important. We had this civil society participation during the last time in Istanbul as well. Development is a very complex subject in any country, but more so for the countries where the capacity is limited. And you have a huge resources in the civil society side, in the side of the private sector, in the side of the government. But if they come together on some fundamental issues, I think it really helps a lot to really not only to make growth faster, but also inclusive. Because at the end of the day, we need a growth, but we also need a job-rich growth. We need something that can really take care of the interest of all the people, the marginalized, the women, the children, and all of that. So that requires that role of the civil society because they work at the grassroots level, they work with the most disadvantaged people, and they work with what we call a commitment, which is very much based on solidarity and equity, and which is a fundamental principle of the United Nations as well.